My greatest obstacle was friends and relatives who believed I had undertaken too big a job. They chided me for working for the richest man in the world for 20 years without financial compensation from him. And one of the queer traits of most people, especially one's own relatives, is that they so often discourage any member of the family who steps out ahead of the crowd and aspires to achieve outstanding success.
Now, you don't have to undertake this journey alone. In fact, one of the principles you're about to discover underscores the importance of a support group that uses the mastermind principle. Here's how Napoleon Hill did it.
I had help through a mastermind alliance with two people who gave me encouragement when the going was tough. These were Mr. Carnegie, my sponsor, and my stepmother, who was the only member of my family that believed I would endure through 20 years of rough going. One of the great miracles in human relations consists in the power of survival, which one may acquire by a friendly alliance with one or more other persons.
Napoleon Hill's friendly alliance expanded to include the world's top achievers of his day, and they all had a part in the creation of this philosophy. He formed a particularly strong connection with one of these achievers.
Thomas A. Edison was, without a doubt, the most interesting and the one from whom I probably received the most important aid during my 20 years of research. I mention Mr. Edison because of his great achievements despite his lack of extensive formal education. Mr. Edison had that quality which got me my opportunity with Andrew Carnegie, namely, the habit of turning on more effort instead of quitting when the going was hard. Before he perfected the modern incandescent electric light, he tried more than 10,000 different ideas, all of which failed to work. Now, there was a definiteness of purpose without a parallel in the history of mankind.
Throughout this program, you'll hear amazing case histories of people who are models for application of the science of personal achievement. Some of them you'll meet for the first time. Others will be like old friends to people familiar with the personal development movement.
The first one of these case histories illustrates a man who is a personal friend, and he is very well known and highly admired. He is Earl Nightingale. And here is his story in his own words. Quote, "I don't think a day has gone by in the last 5 years that the influence of the philosophy of success has not shaped my life in every way. Coming upon it as I did after 20 years of earnest seeking for the answers was like being rescued from the sea. It is said that in every life spent in earnest study, there comes an illumination so brilliant as to remove all shadows of doubt. Since then, just a few short years ago, I have been able to get everything I set my mind upon. Within a week of having discovered the formula, I deliberately doubled my salary, and then, just to make sure, I redoubled it. I have since come to take for granted such simple things. I have formed 4 companies since that time, and I am well on the road toward my goal in life. Incredible as it may seem, there is one bit of wisdom that has passed down from antiquity unchanged and unchallenged. Great thinkers from time's very beginning have uttered it as if it were their own personal discovery, and so it was. We can read it 1,000 times and have it shouted in our faces, but for some strange self-limiting reason, we can't discover it until we are ready to discover it. Human thoughts have a tendency to transform themselves into their physical equivalents. That's all. Not very shaking, is it? Just 12 words that still give me the creeps when I think of the power they contain." End of quotes.
But that's not the end of the story. In fact, it's only the beginning. Dr. Hill has isolated the 12 great riches of life. Before we examine the 17 principles, he takes you on the first step of your journey, one that involves self-understanding.